fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News studios. That's right, the Call News, your local source for news and sports. It is the best source for local news and local sports coverage in Mobile County. It is your hometown paper. Got everything from Citronelle down to Ballabetry and Dauphin Island back to Mount Vernon, and from the Mississippi line down to the Mobile River. It's got it all. That's what you want. You want to know what's going on in your hometown. Where do you go? You go to the Call News. Go to thecallnews.com right now. Log in. Get it delivered to your house. Get it online any way you want. They aim to please. TheCallNews.com. Best local news and sports coverage anywhere, and the most provocative opinion page in the state, bar none. And I know you are worried about the bad weather. Old remnants of Hurricane Willa was blowing through, and we've had a lot of rain and wind, and it's nasty out there. But you know what? That's not going to keep our electrons from getting to you. They will get to you through rain or sleet or snow or sandstorm. It doesn't matter what it is. They will get to you into your tune-in radio, into your streaming at FMTalk1056.com or on your old truck radio. Why? Because we have the superhero of electrons, Mark Holliday, award-winning engineer.
Thank you.
All-around nice guy, executive producer, co-host. He's the guy. He is our superhero.
I appreciate that, Pete. Thank you. Thank you for those kind words.
He can do it. He can get it there.
I sound like a mailman.
You're better than he.
A postal service.
He rings twice. Was that it?
I don't know. I heard the sleet, snow, rain thing.
Sandstorm. All of it.
Okay.
All of it. And as always, we have with us to assure quality assurance, bring dignity and decorum to the show, which those of you that know Mark and I know how difficult that is, but she manages it. She does it with aplomb and just makes it look so easy and just is always here and adds so much to our show. Our executive producer, director of quality assurance, co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It is great to be here, as always.
It's always good to have you. Everybody talks.
So fun.
It's so funny when I hear people talk about the show now.
Yeah.
They really, you know what the general comment is? It's so good that you have Mark and Teresa in there.
It is.
They're like, you're really lucky that they're there for you.
It's
and they're right, and I appreciate that very much. Okay, look, crazy stuff going on all over, but I want to give one shout out that before we get into the news of the day, because everybody knows it's crazy, but it's the 35th anniversary of the Beirut bombing.
Oh, okay.
281 or three Marines killed and Navy corpsmen in a bombing in 1983. And I remember that vividly because CNN was new.
Yeah.
Was brand new. So I want you to remember those Marines, those fallen. We should always remember those. It was a heinous terrorist act. And I bring it up because it is the 35th anniversary, but CNN was new. That was the first cable news 24-hour coverage.
Right, right.
I was a young man in my early 20s. I was glued. I was fascinated by it. And then right after that, if you remember, what happened right after Beirut? Grenada.
Oh, yeah.
We invaded Grenada a month later.
Right, right.
It was like, we're going to war. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, the commies, the radical Islamists, it's everywhere. And that's what inspired me to join the Navy.
Really?
Aww. I enlisted in the Navy in January of 84.
Wow.
So it'll be 35 years here in a couple months that I first enlisted. It was all that.
That's neat.
And part of it, CNN was to blame. Because I was glued to it. I was watching this coverage.
Right.
So I just, but in all, a solemn recognition for those Marines and Navy corpsmen fallen in Beirut back then. It was an awful, awful time back then. All right, the news of the day. Everybody is absolutely going nuts about the mail bombs.
Yeah.
Which is heinous. And let me start saying, anybody who tries to inflict harm on anybody else, especially for just political reasons, come on. Life's too short. We don't do that. It's heinous. We roundly condemn whoever that is.
Well, this is the textbook definition of terrorism.
It is terrorism.
This is terrorism.
Yes.
and you know, trying to make somebody or a group of people change their actions because of a political
intimidation.
It's an intimidation.
Yeah. You might get killed, you might get maimed, or maybe you just get scared.
Yeah.
But you're going to be intimidated to cease doing what you're doing.
Right, right.
And apparently the bombs went, they're not sure, 9 or 10 of them, mostly went to Democrat politicians, although somehow somebody thought Robert De Niro deserved one. I don't know how he got on the list.
Well, because he said that he would like to smash in Trump's face.
Yeah, he can.
Well, he's not the only one. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people.
But he was on stage,
that.
You know, in front of cameras making those statements.
Yeah, but a lot of people have said that. Well, Biden, but he got one. Yeah. Or supposedly he got one. I don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't exactly know that. The president, Obama got one. Secretary Clinton got one. Who else got one? I think Debbie Wasserman Schultz got one. Maxine Waters got one.
George Soros got one.
Yeah. Soros got one.
Did Maxine Waters get one?
Yeah, Maxine Waters
got one.
Did she?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So now the New York governor, Mario Cuomo, thought he got one and was very disappointed to find out it was just a pullover from L.L. Bean. But, I mean, he kind of felt like, because he did. They came out and said, we got one. Oh, governor, we're looking. And it turns out, you know, it was just a sweater or something. So, you know, but he kind of liked the Me Too thing. And CNN, I don't think the one at CNN was necessarily targeted to CNN. It was addressed to John Brennan, who is, I guess, a sometimes contributor, the former CIA director.
Yeah, he doesn't work for CNN, but he does appear.
He does appear
from time
there,
to time.
So
kind of like all the enemies.
Yeah. All the enemies. Well, so here's what happens. The press blows up and goes, oh, this is awful. Which it is awful. But they go, this is all Trump. Trump did this. These are the Trump targets. Somebody took Trump's marching orders, and they did this. They're trying to hang on to Trump, and they're trying to say, oh, see, the conservatives are unhinged. They're violent. They're trying to kill. This is how far it went. MSNBC, one of their talking heads, said that these attempted bombings exceed the gravity of the Lincoln assassination.
What?
Do what?
Yeah, yeah.
Lincoln got shot in the head and died. Nobody died.
There are some that are given to hyperbole.
Exactly.
But
in the extreme.
Just the timing. You know, I'm learning to trust my gut a little more. You know, when this story first broke, you know, I first thought, this is probably nothing. It's probably, I mean, in my mind, just silently. And then within hours, I hear the same people, you know, people saying what I'm thinking. And I just think it's too convenient.
Well, I think there is something really odd about this. But let me point this out. While they're going, I can't believe you sent a bomb. Oh, my God. Well, don't you remember just a few weeks ago? They sent ricin to Secretary Mattis
yes.
and some other Trump officials.
Yes.
Susan Collins got she got an envelope with something. I haven't heard if there was ricin or not, but she got something. Donald Trump's junior's wife, he got one. His wife opened it. All this happened in the last
And it actually exploded. A powder exploded on her. She had to go to the hospital. Yes.
Now, these were attempts on these people's lives to kill them with ricin or anthrax or whatever else they were trying to do. But did you see a media meltdown?
No.
That, the Democrats should stop being mean. That Maxine Waters should stop inciting violence.
Yeah,
admonishing people to gather mobs and make Republicans feel unwelcome and unwanted. Make sure they know they're not welcome anywhere in public. Did you see that? Not a word. How about when the Bernie Sanders nut shot up the Republican softball last summer
and that
and nearly
was,
killed actually shot people, wounded people, nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana.
Right.
That was actual violence.
Did the media melt down and say, hey, Democrats, tone down the rhetoric.
Yeah.
Stop feeding that red meat to your base. Did anybody hear that?
No.
No, it kind of got swept under the rug pretty quickly.
Well, here's, have that
here's the thing: when if there is an acolyte out there, a supporter or somebody who is unhinged and takes it upon themselves to do something crazy and violent, you really can't blame the person that they're supporting. You have to blame the individual. But when you have somebody like Maxine Waters who is issuing marching orders, she has told her supporters to get in their faces, to gather a crowd, to make sure that they're not welcome. Mitch McConnell has and his wife have been unable to dine. They've been accosted.
Sarah Sanders.
Sanders.
Betty DeVos, Secretary of Education.
Rand Paul
attacked in his yard.
In those situations, when the leader has issued marching orders to their supporters, you must hold that leader responsible. You must.
Look, Eric Holder said, when they go low, we kick them.
Yeah.
He just said that a few weeks ago. What did Hillary Clinton say? There will be no civility.
Exactly.
Until we're back in power.
Exactly.
I mean, they're saying those things, and then they want to make this, you guys are so... What, because Trump fights back? Instead of being like the typical Republican who just apologizes and asks forgiveness and says, can I still be invited to the cocktail party next weekend? We're really sorry. We're going to apologize. Instead of doing that, he fights back. So they're saying, you're mean. You incited... It is so aggravating. It really is.
It's just too obvious more and more. And I think Americans are, we keep seeing through everything and they keep, this isn't working. Let's try this. This isn't working. It feels like that. There's no way I could ever prove it. But my gut tells me that's maybe what it is. And after learning more of the details about, the misspellings in the handwritten letters and just the parody of the ISIS flag and just – it has all the hallmarks of someone trying,
that they were so poorly made, their duds, they were like not made to explode.
Yeah.
This was more of a statement. They were trying to make some sort of statement. I don't know. And one of the things that usually when you finally get to where you resort to violence, it's an act of desperation, right? Mm-hmm. You're losing. Who's losing right now?
Yeah.
Who's winning? Who benefits from doing this? Okay, we'll get into that. We're over the break. We got calls holding. We're going to get your calls. We got some lines open. Or you can text us at 251-343-0106. And Taxman said Maxine got two, one in Washington and one in California. All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News Studios. And don't forget, I know it's a wild ride on that stock market. It's up, it's down. Where she lands, nobody knows. Actually, it'll just keep going, and it'll go up, it'll go down. But you know what? You know what will comfort you? You know what will calm you? You know what will let you go to sleep secure tonight? Owning gold and silver. Precious metals, they're resilient, they're reliable, they hold their value. So you need to go to LoopCoin at 3972 Government Boulevard and get your gold and silver. That is your headquarters to buy or sell gold or silver, heirloom jewelry, collectible coins, anything you need. Go to LoopCoin at the corner of Government and Azalea Road and Skyland Shopping Plaza. All right, we got people lined up, so we need to get all these people online. Let's go right to the phones. We're talking about the dud bombs or whatever they were. Across the country. Let's go to line one, John in Robertsdale. What do you got for us?
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening, hey. John.
Hey, I think the media on day one of this hoax actually got it right.
Okay. What did they say? I forgot.
And go back to the transcripts. They reported bomb-like objects. That's what they said. They said suspicious objects. It was only when the media and the talking heads afterwards reported them to be bombs. Now the people investigating this today came out and said that a majority of these bomb-like objects were blatantly obvious not to explode.
Right.
So let's ask ourselves an honest question. Who sends bombs that don't explode to people that will not open their own mail?
I think that's clear evidence a Democrat did it.
It's obvious.
Well, I mean, because it didn't work. If a Republican did it, they would have worked.
It's painfully obvious, but I wouldn't go that far because remember, the Las Vegas shooter was a registered Democrat and Antifa member.
Oh, really? The Las Vegas guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And look, this guy could turn out to be a nut, and he could be turn out to be that he is a Trump supporting what you know from redneck from somewhere, some backwoods place. But
this has Democrat hoax written all over it. This is the Charlottesville, you know, neo-Nazis and Antifa people being bused to the same location on the same bus. You know, this is nonsense.
No, they had a fake sex assault victim come out. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have fake refugees heading to the United States right now. So why not a fake bomb? I mean, it's too early to say for sure, but boy, yeah. it smells bad.
And if you study like the communist playbook, these things fit within that realm.
And
you know, so it's not some wild idea.
In West Virginia that's about to lose. They have a senator in Missouri that's about to lose. They have a senator in South Dakota that's about to lose. There is no blue wave. And the girl that held the sign that said fake bombs, fake news, hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
And America is seeing through this.
Yep.
Well,
if I want to do harm to somebody, I'm not going to sit outside with a weapon and hide somewhere where they're not going to be.
Right.
No, I mean, it seems what we're learning is they were not intended to explode and they were not intended to be opened by the people that they got to. It was a message. I mean, and I look at it, when I look at the people, look, they sent them to Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Obama. Guess what? They're irrelevant.
Yeah.
But by sending them the bombs, today they're relevant because they got a bomb. Mm-hmm. But yesterday they weren't relevant.
I wonder whose staff the mailer worked on.
Well, and I think they've got to have footage of who did this. And now the one thing I gotta wonder, I don't think it could be one person because there was too many across the country.
And they arrived within like an hour.
At the same time, I don't think it could have been.
It could have been the Democratic Party to
flip the narrative.
Moment. It's putting them back into perspective, and it's taking all the eyes off of the election and taking all the eyes off of the migrant invasion of illegals
Forget Kavanaugh. Forget the migrant invasion. Forget all the stupid stuff. Forget all the mobs that we've created.
And then poor us. Look, we're victims.
And poor us. Yeah. We're victims. You've got to save this country from that mean, mean, crass man Trump, because look, they're trying to kill us.
Can you imagine Hillary Clinton walking out to her mailbox with her flip-flops on, her hair curler? I mean, really, do you think that happens?
No.
I heard Chappaqua passed an ordinance that she's not allowed outside.
You know, or what about, you know, is Michael Obama, I'm sorry, Michelle Obama slipped. Is she going to go out and get her own mail? I mean, let's be serious about this.
And when they all have security to screen all these things. The Secret Service screens for all those people.
It would have meant harm.
Yes. No,
and you know what? I'm all about the optics. I pay attention to these little details. Do you remember when it broke yesterday? Even in the background, you could hear the whoop, whoop. Of the ambulances going, it kind of like was reminiscent of 9/11 almost, because you could hear all the emergency.
Oh, in New York, they called out the National Guard.
Well, that was it. And it's optics, people.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's theater optics. And optics. And if you pay attention to it from that perspective, it gets a little clearer.
What does make sense is to flip the narrative.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, I had some people posting about, well, look, they're trying to get Hillary. I'm like, not us Republicans. I'm contributing to her 2020 campaign.
Right.
What are you talking about? I want her to run.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So,
do.
All right, John. Thank you so much for
Take
listening
care.
And calling in from Robertsdale.
Guys.
All right, let's go to line two. Kevin from Mobile. What do you got for us?
Good call there. Yeah, it's just smoke and mirrors. And like you said, there's an insider doing this, and anybody with half a grain of sand in their brain can sit there and see that there. But you know, isn't it amazing if you go to a liberal right there and you say, hey, how many times have you read Saul Alinsky's book? And they go, who's that? Like, well, you're not really with your party, are you, right there? You know, rules are radicals. Come on, get with it. You know, if the Republican Party would band together like some of these wackadoodle Democrats right there and really pull our party together and say, look, we're going to take this in November. We're going to take our country back here. Let's get us back to center at least right there. Our economy's great. Let's focus on the things that really matter. You know, our jobs, our economy. We're going to take our country back and put our borders in orders. You know, you can't just come in our country there without documentation. We've got rules and regulations already in place. And just stick to the facts right there, but sit there and mean it. And in the last few months is the last time I've really seen the Republican Party come together with Mitch McConnell and the guys, and they're really saying it and they're really meaning it. And that's what we got to do. We can't sit back on our laurels. We've got to dig our feet in right now, get a grassroots effort and say, look, we are going to take the election here in November, and we're going to have the House back. We're going to keep that. Trump's doing a great job. People need to stay behind him right there. You know, get off the Twitter feed a little bit, but stay on your mantra, what you're doing. Jobs, economy, security. And if we do that, we're not going to have a problem in November. They're trying to throw us off track right now with these things. You know, the bomb here, this and that. But the true Republican Party needs to say, look, we're staying on course. We're going to do this. We're going to take our country back. We're going to get these people working. We're going to help get people off of welfare, get them back into the work order. We're going to redo our schools. And as far as, like, I'm a big supporter, all of these states who are saying it's not okay to salute my flag right now, let's pull that little funding back and let them know, hey, you're going to salute my flag, that's the end, and we're just going to put our country back first again.
You can march with your Honduran flag.
Yeah, the Hondurans can march with the flag as they come here and say, let us in. But look, Kevin, you're right. It is working. We are doing things. Imagine if we weren't wasting all this time with stupid, frivolous charges from the Democrats. It's the Russians. It's the porn stars. It's the Hondurans. It's the fake bombs. It's Christine Blasey Ford got groped by somebody 35. If we weren't wasting our time with all of these frivolous charges, we could be getting even farther on fixing our country, because we've made great progress. We're going in the right direction. Now let's get it done.
Well, the thing that you can do there, right, there's the power of, I call the power of the clicker. Turn off your CNN. Turn off your MSNBC. Say your cable company, I don't want those channels. You know what rules them? Ratings. When their ratings start going down and people start saying, you know, I'm not going to advertise with that company. I'm not
CNN's ratings have been in the toilet for a while. Nobody watches CNN.
The whole thing is like the people that know. It's like you have to take everything with a grain of sand right there. You know, if you come in and say, look, this part right here, we've got to first focus on November in 2 weeks, take the election, and let's do it.
And let's march on. Kevin, we're over the break. We're way over the hard break. We're sorry to cut you off, but we got to go. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to the Call News Studios. And don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, our special sponsor, ABC Shirts and ABC Signs, comes aboard to bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president. And ABC Shirts and ABC Signs, that is your headquarters to get dry fit custom-made shirts, custom-made signs, promotable items. I mean, they can do keychains, they can do license plate tags. I mean, they can do pens, they can do everything, anything you can imagine that you need, they can do it. And you need to go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, or give them a call at 877-744-6750, and they bring you wit and wisdom from Ronald Reagan.
Letter came from Peter Sweeney. He's in the second grade in the Riverside School in Rockville Center. And he said, I hope you get well quick, or you might have to make a speech in your pajamas.
Okay. That's a funny one. That was April 28th, 1981. Just a few weeks after an assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. He got shot. A bullet was lodged near his heart. And he survived, obviously, because this was like 6 weeks later that he gave this speech to the Joint Congress, and this is one of the things he opened. And I picked this one because I said, you know, think about this. Here it is. We get a Republican president, and he's just inaugurated. He'd been in office a month, and he as an assassination attempt. Did everybody run out and beat your Democrat neighbor? Did they all run around and say, "Oh, the Democrats! Look what they did! They made Hinckley crazy so he would shoot the president." No, they said Hink. I can't remember his first name, but Hinckley was a John. John Hinckley, maybe.
John Hinckley,
something. Think. He's a nut.
He's a nut.
He's crazy. That's what they said, and they came together. And when he came to this was his first big public speech and appearance after having been shot. Joint session of Congress. Do you know what happened? Republicans and Democrats gave him a standing ovation,
right,
for surviving and coming back as the president of the United States. And he made light of it, made a little joke like I just played. That was in his speech. He didn't get up there and say, you know, "Tip, you missed. Tip, you guys tried to kill me." Tip O'Neill being the Speaker of the House,
right,
at the time,
right.
They didn't do that. I mean, they weren't as unhinged as we are now. It's just so
stupid. It's so different.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid. It's unbelievable. So that's it. And that goes with the column this week is Deception, Turmoil, and Violence, which is kind of interesting that I wrote this column last weekend. But what do the Democrats offer? What is the choice? We have a choice. We have a booming economy. We're getting stability internationally. We're making progress on all fronts. You name it, wherever it is. And what do they offer? Deception, turmoil, and violence. And what happens? Deception, turmoil, and violence.
Yeah.
Dear God, why would anybody vote these people in? My favorite line, I guess, is the last line. It says, "At this point, giving Democrats control of the government would be like giving the keys to your car to a junkie on bath salts."
Yeah.
So that's the column. True. Go to thecallnews.com or the Tri-Ledger. City.com or wherever you can find it. All right.
I think it's good that in some ways, I think the more stunts they keep pulling, the more it just helps.
No, I think.
But then again, you know.
It's that person who goes, keeps doing that. Look at me. They keep just doing absurd things. You're like, really?
Yeah. Like the one kid in class.
Yeah, that one kid just keeps doing really stupid, embarrassing things. All right. I think David from Mobile has been holding for 3 hours and 21 minutes, very patiently. David, what do you got for us?
3 hours and 22 minutes.
I'm sorry.
you asked earlier, where was the outrage when the ricin was being sent to all the Republican people associated with Trump? It was there. It was just the outrage associated with Jamal Khashoggi, a foreign national that was killed by a foreign government on another foreign government's soil. So...
Yeah. No, that's a good point. There was more outrage from the media about whatever was going on with the Saudis and their journalist. And there's another aspect, because my understanding is the guy's also a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is not too friendly with the royal family or whatever. There's a lot to it, but it's a sort of a foreign problem. But it's a good point.
Yeah,
there was more outrage by the media about that.
That would be Bernie Sanders, which has to make him sad because his friends didn't think he was important enough to send a bomb-like substance.
There's memes already going around social media. DNC screwed Bernie Sanders again.
Again.
I'm calling for President Donald Trump to call for independent counsel investigation into the FBI on this. And here's why. First of all, all of these packages were sent through the Postal Service. Well, you need to understand, even if you don't pay for the tracking number to track a package, they still track every package and every letter that goes through the Postal Service, from the point it's dropped off to the point that it's picked up. And they even have surveillance video of you dropping it off if you drop it off over the post office. So why haven't we seen any surveillance video or APB or be on the lookout for any of these for a suspect? I know they've narrowed it down to Florida, but I think the FBI is holding back because they intentionally sent these bomb-like substances to New York, so the New York FBI office would be in charge of investigating. And everybody knows the New York FBI office does not like Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, I see that. But I agree that between the Postal Service, all the security mechanisms that all these people who received it had, there's footage, there's tracking numbers, you know, there's videotape. They should be able to find that. And also, these bombs leave a lot of forensic evidence. I'm going to be shocked that they don't find out pretty quickly who did this.
But we won't know until after the election, because that doesn't benefit the Democrats.
Right, I was going to say, probably.
Well, I guarantee you. Well, but put it this way. I'll make this prediction. If they find out that this was a Republican and or conservative person, you will know by Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. But
if they find out it was a leftist.
It's not a Republican. I'm saying it's a Democrat. Because let's think about it. The Kavanaugh thing backfired on the Democrats. Then the Khashoggi mess backfired on the Democrats. Then the caravan backfired on the Democrats. So they're trying something else. And I think, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think this might backfire on them as well.
And that goes back to what I was saying. This is an act of desperation to resort to violence. Who's desperate right now? The Republicans aren't desperate. They're winning. They're implementing their agenda. Trump is winning. The Democrats are desperate, because if they don't take the House, they have no hope of paralyzing Trump until 2020. They're desperate.
False flag attacks.
Yep. All right, David, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. We have somebody calling in on line one. Let's see. Who do we have here?
Hey, Pete. Brandon from Fairhope.
Hey, Brandon from Fairhope. What do you got for us?
I just wanted to say that, kind of go along with your previous caller there, They're getting desperate, man. They're throwing everything just short of the kitchen sink at us. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah. No, I think they're they have. That's the pattern we've seen. It's been an onslaught of porn stars and Russians and sexual assault victims and murdered Russian Saudi journalists and then the caravan coming. It's just an onslaught of things.
It's just so obvious.
It fits the pattern.
And they didn't throw. I don't remember them causing a big stink about when Ambassador Stevens and those three Americans got killed in Benghazi in Libya.
Oh no, they were talking about that. No, they weren't incensed about that. About, oh, how come we left those people behind? How come we didn't help them? No, they covered all that up. Now, I mean, it really goes to the more recent thing. Look, a Utah Democrat sent ricin to Trump administration officials just weeks ago. Two Minnesota GOP candidates were assaulted in the last 2 weeks, literally assaulted, punched and assaulted. A California Republican was assaulted with a knife about 3 weeks ago at a festival. These things, these are recent. These are... Was there outrage? Was there a call from the media for civility? Do they look at Antifa and say, no? And did the Republicans make a big deal about it? No, they made a big deal and saying, look, this is nonsense. It needs to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they didn't run around. It's just crazy. And it actually just shows you, it really delegitimizes the media. It's like, oh, my God, why do we even turn these people on?
Yeah.
They're just so one-sided. You know, they've forfeited everything about that. And really, it also boils down to this. Because they try to say, oh, well, the Tea Party was like that. No, they weren't. That's BS. Tea Party is harmless, man. Most of them are walkers. They couldn't catch you if they wanted to.
And passionate. We haven't heard any...
Passionate.
Passionate.
Yes.
There's no condemnation of Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Just in Portland, look, has it been even 2 weeks, 4 weeks? Not even 2 weeks.
No, Portland, Portland's being run by Antifa right now. But the point I wanted to make is the Republicans fight in the arena of ideas and at the ballot box. The Democrats fight in the streets. And that's what we keep seeing time and time again. That's where they fight. All right, we've got one more segment. We've got some lines open. Give us a call or give us a text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to the Call News Studios. I have very bad news for all of you and some really good news. The very bad news first. The Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume has been removed from Amazon.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
No.
They had a Caitlyn Jenner costume on Amazon. And apparently...
Was it too revealing?
I don't know, but
and
the
what
LGBT,
kind of a costume would that be?
I mean,
I think it was like some sort of tracksuit with a wig and some fake bazoombas.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, you, Caitlyn. Okay, I'm. I was thinking. Kendall.
Like Kaylee Jenner or Kendall Jenner, one of the girls.
Yeah, yeah. That's
no,
what
no,
I was
no.
Saying.
The dude, man.
The dude.
The dude in drag.
Okay.
The dude in drag is a track
Bruce.
Star. Bruce.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But it was no, it is Bruce, but it's the Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume.
I got you. All right. Okay.
So I know some of you were looking forward to going as Caitlyn Jenner for Halloween. If you didn't get it already, it's been pulled because apparently the LGBTQ community has no sense of humor about that. And, oh, by the way, the good news is, guess what's 3 weeks from tonight?
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
Something exciting.
Beer and cigar night with Common Sense Radio at Serta's Brewery again.
Yeah.
Downtown 600 Government. We will be live, on-site, remote show at Serta's Brewery on the 15th of November. That's
now,
3 weeks from tonight.
We're going to get there about 6:30.
We will be there about 6:30. We're going to do a little pre-show from 7 to 8 with the people there. We'll do really cool things like Twister. No, something more fun than that. But we'll do a lot
maybe
of
a little trivia.
A little trivia. Yeah. We're going to do some stuff with the folks there.
Yep.
Fine cigars from Havana Ray's Cigar Lounge.
Yeah, brand new.
Open on airport. God, I can't remember the address. It's like 2150 or 2160.
It's right on Government.
It's right, yeah, no, it's on Airport. A corner of Airport and...
Oh, Havana Rays.
Havana Rays.
Yes, you're right.
It's on a corner on Government. It's in Midtown. You got to look it up. We'll get that for you. But they're going to be there with fine cigars.
Yep.
And then you can enjoy Serta's craft beers, which are awesome. And
it's just nice there, too.
It's a great venue.
Mm-hmm.
You have great craft beer. You have fine cigars. You have Common Sense Radio.
Yeah.
You get to see radio faces, which is not for a weak stomach.
Which is why we've got it at a beer venue.
Yes,
that's why we have it at a beer venue.
At a beer venue.
Rose
get
colored.
The beer goggles on.
Yeah. That's right. We are much more attractive after the second beer.
All except Teresa. She
except Teresa. Well, yeah, that's
no beer goggle necessary.
Okay,
there.
Look, Mark, who are we kidding? We have no chance.
No,
it doesn't matter what you do.
Nope, none whatsoever.
We're kind of lost cause, okay?
That's right.
We're over the hill.
But we're going to have a good time anyway.
We had a great time last time.
Absolutely.
We were so high on it. We're doing it again. Hopefully, yeah. They wanted to do it again. It would be a quarterly event. We're going to be promoting it. Look for it on Facebook and social media.
We'll have it posted.
But we want to see you out. We want to meet you. Even if you don't like us, I hope Joe Abdullah will take the night off. And Joe, if you're listening, if you'll take the night off and come, I will buy you a beer.
That
okay?
would be fun to meet you.
I want to meet you.
Yeah.
And we'll have you there. It'll be a lot of fun. We will have a lot of fun that night. Okay, so that was the good news, the bad news. We've talked a little bit about the illegal immigration coming. I mean, the one thing you were talking about, the Hondurans actually painted a swastika on a U.S. flag and burned it.
Really?
And I'm thinking, so who's your PR guy?
Yeah.
Right? You're saying we want to come to the United States and we want you to let us in.
But
we're going to burn your flag on the way.
Well,
and paint a swastika over top of
look,
it.
Look, guys, you need to get rid of your Democrat consultants. If
you
really want to make it.
Like, this whole thing could not be organic. I mean,
absolutely no way.
It's got to...
There's
it's got to be organized
involved.
By social media.
See, there's simple things that you got to think about. Okay, so you got somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people marching or walking, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like to have 5,000 or 10,000 people descend on a village of 1,000 or 2,000? Where do they go to the bathroom? They have to go to the bathroom. They have to eat.
How are they eating? They still look really clean.
Yeah,
there's children.
And then the math doesn't work.
You
can't walk 1,000 miles in 2 weeks with women and children.
No.
Although there are not many women and children. That's one of the things. I don't know. I've seen a few news reports that said this is being funded by Venezuela and Cuba to embarrass Trump. I have a hard
time. Does Venezuela even have enough money to do that?
I
don't think they have the money to do that.
They don't have 2 pesos to rub together.
Yeah, yeah.
So I find that really hard to believe. And Cuba's got their own problems. I mean, really, they can embarrass Trump in easier ways than that. So I kind of find that good. But I think it's backfiring. Trump is sending the military to the border. I think the number was either 800 or 900 troops have been ordered to the border. But here's the interesting thing, folks, before you... Some of you out there getting excited about the military with the rubber bullets. The units ordered are engineering and medical units. So what that tells me is they're going down there to give assistance and aid to them. So the question is, will it be on the American side or the Mexican side? And look, I don't mind giving aid to people who are in need. And, you know, I mean, these people are obviously desperate. And look, the other thing you got to remember, too, the people in this caravan are being manipulated. They're being exploited by somebody with money to try to make a statement.
Right.
This is silly. So it looks like they're setting up for a humanitarian intervention. What I would really applaud if Trump just told the Mexicans, we're doing it on your side.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, come stop us.
Yeah.
I'd just roll right across that border and say, we're doing this.
Yep.
See what's going to happen. Pancho Villa learned that 100 years ago.
If they're engineers, they know how to build bridges. They can build a bridge wherever they want to and just
we'll go right across.
Drive,
we're going to
drive
do what
the
we're
trucks
gonna
across.
Do. Now, and I said 100 years ago, General Pershing, Blackjack Pershing, was sent to put, because Pancho Villa had made incursions into New Mexico and Texas, I think.
I think so, for sure. Yep.
And he went down there and he pushed him back and went into Mexico and kicked his butt on that side.
Yep.
So,
like, if you're not going to do it,
right.
we're going to do it.
And we've done it before. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. There's a lot of stuff about the blue wave. And my wife always cautions me. She says, don't make any predictions.
Don't make predictions.
Well, she says, you're always wrong.
Yeah, don't make predictions. No predictions.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make any predictions, but I will maybe say what I'm saying. It seems a little odd to me that they're like the Senate. It's been clear for a month now they're not going to win the Senate.
No.
They know they're going to lose at least a couple seats, and some people say it could be as many as 4 or 5 seats.
Right. So Manchin's in trouble. McCaskill's
in trouble. Heitkamp's toast.
Scott could easily take
Nelson's in
Nelson,
trouble.
So that would be three more right there.
Three more right there. So there's some things. They're even talking about New Jersey. Menendez is finally feeling it. Anyway. The reason I'm bringing it up, what's odd to me, if you've been watching the polls, and even the inside baseball people on the polls have pretty much conceded over a month ago, there's no path to retaking the Senate.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're just now seeing headlines. In the mainstream media, the headlines are, Senate slipping away.
Really?
What do you mean it's slipping away? A month ago, we knew it was done.
It's already slid all the way down the hill.
And Nate Silver has said that it's 83% that they take the House, that the Democrats take the House. I'm thinking Nate Silver may be relegated obscurity after this. So anyway, look, we're going
to
be back.
It's a lot of races to watch.
We got a lot to talk about. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And, folks, we'll be back next week. And don't forget, the 15th of November is Beer and Cigar Night with Common Sense Radio at Serta's Brewery. Honey, it's time to come home.